As a man, especially, when you learn to acknowledge your emotions and you learn how to control them, most of the mistakes and decisions that you make that, you know, affects you poorly is due to your emotions or how you react to things. As a man, learn to understand why that happens, you know, and don't be biased with yourself. Be brutally honest with yourself.
And in this culture, also our culture,
I'm saying,
we put emotional men, put their lives in danger on a pedestal.
Yeah.
You know who Mo3 is?
Yeah.
Yellow Beezy supposedly put the hit on that man along with some others.
I heard about that.
Off of being emotional.
That's why they put these certain individuals in positions to be seen. The youth is going to look at them like, this is who I need to be.
Right.
If somebody to disrespect me, I need to go and do all this shit. It don't matter if I got kids out here.
Yep.
If somebody disrespect me, oh, I gotta go
like crash out.
This is what gets pushed and made it seem like this is what all men are, black men,
right?
Especially.
Yes.
And that's not the case at all.
They try to brand a black man as being these examples. We know actually in real life those are for the minority of us.
Yeah.
But those are the ones they want to have that propaganda behind. They want to have those media pushes. The worst examples of us, they want to try to make everyone think that's us as a whole when it's not a fact. And they won't allow messages like what we're giving right now. Yeah. They don't want to push those messages.
Not at all.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater and reach the highest point. Now, speaking about reaching the highest point, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special return guest. I mean, I'm telling you, this man is an artist. He's an entrepreneur. And he just don't know how to stop working. And I respect that. And he just dropped the new album. Yo, I can't wait to get into this joint called Changes. But what's good with you, brother?
Can't call it, man. I'm blessed, bro. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good,
still
man.
Still got the dope-ass intros and shit, man. you can't deny it.
Yeah, man. And, yo, I can't wait to get into this project. But first, I want to ask you, why the name Changes?
Because it perfectly described the time of my life that I'm in right now. You know what I'm saying? I've went through a lot last year and a good part of this year. And, you know what I'm saying? When you kind of go through a lot of shit, if you pass that point in your life where you start, where you blaming everybody else for it, you got to evaluate yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I had to sit myself down, man, and really tell myself like, okay, it's a lot of things about yourself that you need to adjust. And when I started making the corrected changes, it was like everything started to fall back in place for me. So Changes was like the best word to describe.
A lot of times, man, in life, when we make changes, comes progress afterwards.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
If you make the correct ones. You know?
Indeed. Indeed. And that's the key point. When I listen to this album, I can hear you reflecting on making the correct changes and adjustments. And that's what we're going to talk about. Because on this podcast, man, that's much different from other shows. Like, we're going to get deep down in depth about this project.
Yeah.
We're going to bring the bars to life so where people can actually tune in and listen to what you're saying in your bars. You let us know your mindset, and then we're going to allow them to see how it reflects on their life and how it impacts them in their journey as well, just by listening to your story and your changes. So starting off with Love Me. Let's talk about some of the bars you said there. You said, hard times, I got to go through that shit. I knew that I was great. I had to prove that shit. No need to talk about it. I just had to do that shit. So what were you reflecting on when you wrote that bar? And I want to tell you how that resonated with me afterwards.
Yeah, for sure, bro. I went through hell to gain a piece like this. That was the bar right after that.
Hard times, we got through that shit. I knew that I was great, I had to prove that shit. Couldn't talk about it, I just had to do that shit. I went through hell to gain a piece like this.
It's really self-explanatory, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go through a lot of shit sometimes. Not even sometimes. I'm pretty sure everybody faces their problems and shit. And sometimes struggle and pain can make you lose sight on what you want out your life and what you feel you deserve. And I had to fight through that. You know what I'm saying? It, like anybody who face situations, it's just up to you to tell yourself, all right, what am I going to let it do to me? Am I going to stay on the ground or I'm going to pick myself back up? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you face that situation so many times, at a certain point, you can't talk about the shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to disregard anything you're going through, you got to disregard anything anybody telling you you can't do or what they feel is impossible, and you just got to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that faith, that level of faith that I had just in my life with going through what I was going through put me in positions that I'm in now, you know? Right. So, yeah, it's just self-explanatory, bro. I couldn't talk about it. I just had to do that shit, you know? Yeah.
You knew that you was great.
Yeah.
You had to prove that shit.
100%.
And not just, it's not about proving it to other people. I'm proving it to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not even really, I didn't even think, see, I got to a point in my life, bro, when I stopped seeking validation from the outside, you know? And I had to understand, like, anything that I want out of my life or anything that I feel I deserve, I got to do the inner work because everything starts with within, you know what I'm saying? So it was a journey to realize that, you know, I went through all the bullshit everybody go through, trying to please others, trying to get validation from others to accommodate how I feel about myself.
Right.
And, like, I had to stop doing that because, like, I been knew I was meant to be something, you know? And it took me to realize that I have to tell myself that and believe it in myself regardless of what I go through or what people tell me.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Hey, man, that's how it resonated with me when I heard that bar.
Appreciate it. And
I like listening to people that's talking about something. I like bars because I really tune in. I don't just listen to beats, you know, because it's a vibe, kind of a vibe era now. I like the vibes because your album is a vibe.
Appreciate it, bro.
And I'm going to talk about that vibe of the album, too, in a little bit. But I want to stick on this topic real quick. Because how it resonated with me, you know, I knew that I was great. I had to prove that shit. I always felt that way about myself as well. And I grew up poor.
Yeah.
Not much, not many opportunities. From a rural area, so it's hardly nothing around where I'm from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, my house was full of love. My mom and my pops were there.
Yeah.
But when I go out there in that environment, I still got to face everything everyone else facing. Maybe even though they might be in a single parent home without a father, without a mother, whatever. But we still have to face the same environment. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
But, so, you know, I'm seeing gangs, I'm seeing people getting killed, all this type of stuff. But I never really felt like I belonged there. Always, when I see people in fancy cars, traveling the world, it's not that I wanted it. I felt like I supposed to have it. It's so weird. I always felt like I supposed to have it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you call a seed, brother. You know what I mean? And everybody don't have that. God only bless a certain amount of people. And this is just my theory. You know, I feel like God bless certain people with seeds early.
Right.
And it's really up to you to recognize it and do what it takes to develop it. You know what I'm saying? And nurture it because everybody don't think like that. And that's why you have a huge portion of the population that just follows each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't have that mentality that, okay, what I'm sitting in right now is not what I deserve, you know?
Right.
Like I'm meant for more. So when you have that, it's cheesy as it sounds, man. Think of the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? So that seed, bro, is a power, a super. I call it, it's like you're a superhero, bro, if you utilize it correctly.
Yeah,
because
indeed.
What you do is just, it's not even just for yourself, it's for the people that's around you.
Yeah.
Because when people that's around you know where you come from and they see what you did to beat the odds, you're just motivation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can spread that.
Right.
And so don't feel, I understand exactly what you're saying, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I still not where I feel like I supposed to be. But it's a two-step phase, and you summed it up in those small bars. I knew that I was great. I had to prove that shit. Like, it's, you can't just say you want something or you feel like you're supposed to have it.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid of the work that you got to put in to get to that level that you want.
Yeah, 100%.
To get to that level that you feel like you're supposed to have. You can't just sit there and think it's going to come to you. You got to go get what you know you're supposed to have.
Yeah, and you don't even understand how much work it takes,
right?
When you take the task, you know, and it's up. Like I said, it's up to you. Like,
yeah.
Anything that you're dealing with, bro. Anything you're trying to accomplish, achieve, get through, move past, bro. It's literally up to you, bro. Like, it's your fight. So you choose when you want to lay down,
yeah,
or when you want to get back up, brother. So that's light mind mentality, bro, is, trust me, I get it completely, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
for sure.
I'm in the position that I'm in gracefully.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Respect. Mm. Now, to that hook, to Love Me. Mm. Do you remember that? Can you recite the hook off the top of your head?
If it's not about a bad, it don't bug me. I'm looking like the man, so I must be. I told her, hold me down if you love me. Baby, just hold me down if you love me.
It's crazy that I remember that, bro, because I suck ass at remembering the bar. So that's crazy.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I heard that, I felt like it's a double entendre. Cause like it felt like you're saying, it's like you looking in the mirror saying, I'm looking like the man, so I must be. It's like, yo, I feel like the man, so I gotta be. And I can't be afraid to have that confidence to know that I'm what I say I look
that
like
is
I
a
am.
Crazy and, perspective, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope. That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. That's what I'm getting from it when I hear it. Cause yeah. When I look in the mirror, I feel the same way. And you got to have that confidence in yourself to like, okay, I got to be who I think I am. And then like, baby girl, if you love me, you just got to hold me down. You know what I'm saying? If you love me, you got to hold me down. Allow me to be the man that I need to be while I'm on this journey.
Man, shout out to you for reading between the lines, brother. Listen, I'm not going to say I ain't capping here, bro.
Yeah.
That's a good tip because I was literally thinking that in a sense. But I had to, at the same time, create, because that song is a little boppy. It's a little catchy. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I had to make sure that I still included that simple but catchy hook.
Right.
Still throw that message in there, bro.
Yeah.
So shout out to the homie for reading him. he doing his thing.
Bro. Yeah, man. I pay attention, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I kind of wanted to, you know, see if that kind of aligned with what you were saying.
Yeah.
And it feels like it was. Like some, I can tell you bring... It's about bringing the bars to life because I can see that you're living what you're writing about.
100%. You know how many times I had to look in the mirror and just tell myself, like, look, bro, regardless of what you're going through right now.
Right.
Fuck it. Like, I know how you feeling, bro, but I promise you, this is not who you are, bro.
Right.
Get up and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be your biggest fan, dog. You got to want this shit more than anybody around you want it for yourself.
Right.
Borderline delusional, bro.
Yes.
Borderline, listen, I've had nothing at all, bro. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I've gained shit, lost shit 15 times over, bro. But you have to tell yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then it's really hard when you start to trip and fall so many times and the people that's close to you that you expect to kind of keep, you know what I'm saying, trying to steer you away from like, look, bro, right. this might not be what you... You know what I'm saying? You have to look,
man, that's
be
so
willing
true.
To lose friendships.
Yes.
Understand? If people, and you can do that with love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to remove people from your life in a negative way. Like, and if they choose to take it negatively, that's on them. That's not your responsibility. But you have to. How bad you want it?
Yeah.
That's the question you need to ask yourself. How bad you want it?
Yeah.
Do you want to sit around with these people who don't believe in what you're trying to do? Or you move around so you can make it happen, you know?
That's a fact, man.
So, yeah,
bro. So many times I fell down and I look in the mirror, man, get your dumb ass up, man. I be cussing myself out, bro.
You got to, bro.
Like, damn, do something stupid. I call myself stupid. Yo, that was stupid.
Yeah.
You know better than that. You know what I'm saying? You got to bounce back. You got to come back. You got to come back harder than ever after this failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because after every failure, you learn something. You're supposed to learn something from it.
Yeah.
And, I failed a lot. But... Nothing has ever kept me down, and nothing will ever keep me down, because when I look in the mirror, I know my worth, and I know I still feel like, yo, I don't belong in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm destined for something else.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying?
And if you are destined for greatness, you have to be a certain individual.
Yeah.
So you're going to go through a whole bunch. I said this a while ago. You got to expect to go through some shit, because you're not the person you need to be.
Right.
To get what you say you want.
Right.
Even though you feel that way. But God knows you're not. So there's certain trials and shit you got to go through, bro, to become the person you need to be.
Be
and
prepared.
Learn from the bullshit. Be prepared. So when you got it, you know how to sustain it. And it's you're not going to fumble the bag when it comes to you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. So on this next, I don't know if it's the next track or not, but it's one of the tracks that I'm focusing on, the tracks that stuck out to me. And a lot of them did out of the 9. So salute to you for that.
I'm curious now. You got that shit out of Love Me. I'm curious about where we going now, bro.
Yeah. That's Shirley May. First, who is Shirley May? Is that a person?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's my grandma, man.
Ah.
I named the track after her. because she actually passed away as I was recording the song. I was at the studio with Oracle and shit, and it, you know, she was already sick, so like she was already in hospice and shit like that.
Yeah.
But and I just went to go see her like a few days before that night. But I was recording and I had my phone on silent. So like as I'm rapping, you know, looking at my phone and shit, I get a text from my dad. And you know, you got an iPhone, that shit just kind of drops.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, your grandma passed. And I kept rapping.
Whew.
You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't necessarily stop the tape. You know what I'm saying? And that song was, that was a one take, you know, so we didn't even have to go back over. It was just, I felt like the fact that I was rapping and I seen that pop up.
Yeah.
And I just kept going and it came out great. You know, I just, it only felt right to name it after her. Cause you know, rest in peace to my grandma, man. Like she raised us as kids, man. So that's why I named it that.
Yeah, man. Definitely rest in peace.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know, I felt something when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, I got a story parallel to that when it comes to like seeing your grandma before. Also, my grandmother's name was Lily Mae.
Oh, see,
your grandma was Shirley Mae.
Shirley Mae, yeah.
So, you know, rest in peace to both of them. My grandmother raised me half the time.
Mm.
Like we was living with my grandmother. And then my mother moved my grandmother in with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my grandmother was always around.
Yeah, for sure.
Always around. And I wouldn't have wanted no other way because you're getting game from a master, then you're getting the game from a master's master.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, we had the type of family dynamic where it was like when me and all my cousins was younger.
Yeah.
Like grandma's spot was like the hub. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
My parents would drop us off there, so we all was together.
And yeah.
That's how we was raised. You know what I mean? So, you know, my grandma played a huge part
in
my life, you know, so.
Yeah,
yeah, it was only necessary, man.
Indeed. That's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's a dope story behind it. And that's how we bring the bars to life, people, for real, for real.
Yeah.
So in that track, though, this is something you said. You said you had to master your emotions. Now you go with grace. So can you expand on that and what goes into mastering your emotions?
Mm-hmm.
And can you provide an example of going with grace?
Yeah, I had to master my emotions. Now I glow with greatness. Glow with greatness.
Greatness.
Yeah. Because when you, as a man especially, when you learn to acknowledge your emotions and you learn how to control them, and you know, and you understand like most of the mistakes and decisions that you make that, you know, affects you poorly is due to your emotions or how you react to things, you can become a dangerous individual, you know what I'm saying? And I've had a lot of shit in my life where I let my emotions get the best of me and
it
done put me in a whole bunch of fuck situations, you know what I'm saying, that I had to, you know, work my way through. But once I started to do that inner work within myself and I started to realize that and started to be able to control them and get to that point, you know, it's like I've not only, like, avoided a whole bunch of situations, but it also put me in certain positions that if I wasn't as wise or mature as I was, or emotionally mature,
right,
I would have never been able to be in those positions. So, and that's just with any man, like,
yeah,
learn that, you know, we get, you know, pride and ego gets the best of us at a lot of times in our life, especially when we don't need it to. So as a man, learn to understand why that happens, you know, and don't be biased with yourself. Be brutally honest with yourself.
Indeed.
Especially when it comes to the bad parts about yourself, because that's how you begin that process to learn yourself and be the man you need to be. And I ain't perfect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nobody.
You know, we have our moments, but I understand who I am and the work that I had to put in to mentally be who I am. So
yeah. Super facts, man. Super facts. And in this culture, also our culture,
100%.
We put emotional men who put their lives in danger on a pedestal.
Yeah.
You know who Mo3 is?
Yeah.
Who's the guy that just got
federal
charges?
Yellow Beezy. Yeah.
Yellow Beezy supposedly put a hit on that man along with some others.
I heard about that.
Off of being emotional. He didn't master his emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you acted off of impulse and not thinking, and you allow this culture to convince you that you the man or you doing something you supposed to do, but now when you get caught up in it, they gonna call you stupid.
They gave him capital murder for that shit too.
Right.
You see, it's
we gotta stop praising like being emotional and not mastering it, just like what you're saying in these bars.
Yeah, yeah. It's fed into it. It's fed into us. You know what I'm saying? That's why they put these certain individuals in positions to be seen. Because, you know, if they shine light on individuals like that, opposed to strong-willed men that know how to conduct themselves,
right,
then the youth is going to look at them like, this is who I need to be.
Right.
If somebody disrespect me, I need to go and do all this shit.
Right.
It don't matter if I already got enough money for my family to be straight for a minute. It don't matter if I got kids out here.
Right.
It don't matter if I got responsibilities and people depending on me.
Yep.
If somebody disrespect me, oh, I got to go and, bro,
like, crash
life,
out.
Life is so much more than that. You know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that that happens, but this is what gets pushed and made it seem like this is what all men are, black men.
Right.
Especially.
Yes.
And that's not the case at all.
It's not. They try to tarnish us so much. They try to brand a black man as being these examples. Mm-hmm. We know actually in real life, those are for the minority of us.
Yeah.
But those are the ones they want to have that propaganda behind. They want to have those media pushes to push these the worst examples of us. They want to try to make everyone think that's us as a whole when it's not a fact. Mm-hmm. And they won't allow messages like what we giving right now, they don't want to push those messages.
Not at all. And you're only going to get but so far.
Right.
Especially if you know, go the direction that I choose to go, like somebody like yourself choose to, you know, speak on. And that's not putting limits on ourselves. That's
right.
I'm just being real. Like, if you're business of media, if your message isn't directed towards what they push at all times, you're going to only get but so far. And that's not the ability of you. You can be the most talented individual in the world.
Right.
But if your message isn't negativity or killing each other, if it's not in that ballpark, you're only going to get but so far.
Yeah. You know? But the people can change that.
Yeah.
If we
but
all
it's
just
up to us.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Right.
You know, because we're not the only ones to talk about this.
Exactly.
So it's not even the fact of the awareness isn't there. It's, are we willing to put the work in to do that?
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to be a crash out.
Right.
It's so easy.
That's the easiest thing.
It takes little to no thought at all. You just, because you're moving off your emotion.
Yep.
But it takes so much work to say, okay, it's a lot that's in me and a lot of things that I do that's fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I have to tell myself that. Mm-hmm. Not only that, half the things that I've blamed on everybody else around me that I'm in a position I'm in, it's really on me.
Right.
You know how hard that is? Especially as an emotional man.
Yep.
No guidance. And all you've been doing your entire life is moving off your emotions. That can be a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at the lather, which is fuck it, act.
Right.
Ignore like I don't know this shit and then just react because everybody else is doing it. It's so easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it is up to the people, but do the people want to put in the work?
Right.
Because that's all it relies on. That's the core factor. It's the work, the inner work.
I mean,
sound like therapists in this motherfucker, but that's real though, bro.
It's the real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's another thing we're changing the definition of what so many people was conditioned to believe is real. Because they call these crash out people real. They call people that just slanging dope in their communities, you know, killing people, gangs, they call that real.
Yeah.
But what's in reality, that's not real. That's hindering your own people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's real is building up. And also being honest. If you came from that, cool, because sometimes environments, a lot of times you feel like you don't have no choice. But if you come out of it, you should always have a mindset to come out of it and right those wrongs. You know what I'm saying?
But it's up to you if you're given that position. A lot of these high ranking, you know, artists, because let's just be honest here, like when it comes to influence, hip hop is the biggest commodity.
Indeed.
It's the most influential culture around here. I mean, you got people overseas trying to do this shit.
Right.
Doing this shit too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they know that. And And they use that to push this certain narrative.
Yeah.
And they use these certain individuals, which I don't like some of these young niggas that they use. Like, I don't even fault them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They was just in those, the ones that were, most of them be bullshitting, but the ones that was really in the shit, that's all they know.
Yep.
But at a certain point, for example, like a little baby or whatever, like, this nigga's from this shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But he's been in a position to where legally he's making millions of dollars
right.
to provide for his family and get out of these situations. And keep as you message. Grow and you start to live through that, you have to understand, like, okay, not only have you been growing through that, you've been seeing what these labels and stuff make you do and stuff like that. And you see the effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be that person to say, you know what, bro, like, this shit ain't cool.
Right.
But when the money's so good,
it can be very difficult.
You know what I mean? So it is up to the people to do it, but it's also a level of responsibility to the artists that are in these top tiering
right.
positions.
Right.
You know? But then it's like at the same time, if you're as a man, even though I don't respect it, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if I don't do this, I'm not going to be able to provide for my immediate, you know what I'm saying, the people that I actually care for.
Right.
But you got to think of the bigger picture. You know, it ain't just about your family. You know what I mean? So,
Also realize you're leading for an example. Your kids might grow up doing what you're rapping
about.
Same
shit, you know?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a double-edged sword, man. It can be difficult. But, you know, when we get to a certain amount of bread, like, look, yo, like, at this point, now it's greed if you're still falling into it.
You should.
You know what I'm saying?
And it don't make you lame or not real, bro. Like, you men grow.
Right.
People change, bro. If you was in this position for a certain amount of time, now you wealthy, your family straight, you thinking differently, bro.
Exactly.
So it ain't about glorifying it. You can talk about it, but switch the narrative. Like, yeah, I know this shit y'all doing, but look, it's more to life than this.
Right.
Coming from a nigga that was in this shit.
Right.
Like, preach that. Don't continue to talk about killing niggas and you live in Beverly Hills in a mansion. You don't even go to the hood no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I never understand that, bro. I mean, I understand it, but as a man, I can't respect that.
Subscribe now for part two.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.